This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The city of Albemarle said they have selected a new director of public housing. City manager Todd Clark said they've hired Renee Miller as the city of Albemarle's new director of public housing. Miller is a certified property management professional with over 20 years of experience in the housing industry and brings extensive knowledge of various housing programs, including HUD public housing, the Housing Choice Voucher Program, low-income housing tax credit, and RAD operations and compliance. Additionally, Miller has significant experience in leasing new construction and managing acquisition rehab communities. She holds a wide array of industry certifications, and she said, "I am genuinely excited to be part of the city of Albemarle and to support its mission. I'm dedicated to providing outstanding customer and community service to the city's residents, and I look forward to utilizing my background in property management, leadership, and personnel development to make a positive difference in our community," said Renee Miller. Todd Clark, city manager, said, "You know, she brings a wealth of professional knowledge and experience to her role with the city of Albemarle. Throughout the interview process, she demonstrated that she is a solutions-focused leader, and I look forward to seeing her utilize her skills to benefit our community," said city manager Todd Clark. She's born and raised in Winston-Salem in a public housing community, and her background has fueled her commitment to the growth and development of families she serves. A mother of three and grandmother, she is also the founder and senior leader of the Power of God in Christ Ministries, located in Winston-Salem. The city of Albemarle operates a housing program consisting of Section 8 vouchers as well as 200 apartment units. The apartments are located on two sites in Albemarle, Amherst Gardens and Elizabeth Heights. Amherst has 150 units ranging in size from one bedroom up to five bedrooms, and Elizabeth Heights has 50 one-bedroom units. The Albemarle Police Department said that for the month of August, their patrol division dedicated approximately 33 hours to foot and preventative patrols downtown and on the greenways. They also continued to address complaints about traffic. Officers conducted 53 traffic stops on U.S. 52 and issued 8 speeding citations and several written warnings in August. Complaints were also received on 2427. Officers conducted 99 traffic stops in August, resulting in 13 speeding violations and numerous written warnings. Other complaints were also monitored in August. Albemarle Police handled 2,004 calls for service for the month of August, compared to 2,108 for the same period last year. They conducted 395 traffic stops compared to 270 last year. And for the month of August, the Albemarle Fire Department answered 90 calls for service and 168 EMS calls. They received one request for mutual aid and was able to give help in 4 different occasions. Their dispatch time happened in 1 minute and 22 seconds and arrival in 4 minute 55 seconds. They also said the Albemarle Fire Department has 2 interns participating in high school pre-apprentice and internship programs for the next school year. They did say on August 20th, when they had report of a structure fire, they responded. When they got to the scene, they reported smoke and flames coming from the basement area of the structure. Because of the quick response from fire personnel, the fire was brought under control quickly, causing little damage to the structure. Barry Whitley Farms has partnered with the Stanley County Sheriff's Office to get supplies to Western North Carolina. They have 2 drop-off locations in Richfield, Meisenheimer Fire Department, and Barry Whitley Farms on Bear Creek Church Road in New London. They'll have a 3rd drop-off location set up today in Locust, and these supplies will be taken to Western North Carolina by the Stanley County Sheriff's Office. Most roads are shut down and only accessible to law enforcement. Items they do not want dropped off are used clothes, water due to the weight, any hazmat materials, most chemicals, fuel, and or flammable items. Stanley County Friday Night Football action on Monday night, presented by Fiberon. North Stanley will travel to Forest Hills. The pregame is at 6 with a 6:30 kickoff. Larry Gibson and Wallace Crawford will bring you all the action along with experienced and expert commentary. Also, Albemarle travels to Lake Norman Charter with a 6 p.m. kickoff. South Stanley, West Stanley, and Montgomery Central all have byes. After Stanley County, Friday Night Football Update, brought to you by Fiberon. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Partly sunny today with a chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. The high going up to 81. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with partly cloudy skies, the low around 63. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Don't change that dial. It's Magic 103.3 FM. Magic 103.3 FM.
Warning. This program may be found offensive by pencil-pushing, bean-counting, research-loving program directors and radio consultant goobs. In the beginning, there was fun on the radio. Then the radio industry fell victim to corporate America and venture capitalist bankers who marched in with their research and up to their armpits in debt and turned the radio band into a wasteland of cookie cutters, faceless, sound-alike stations who completely lost touch with the people they were meant to serve. Then there were two voices that cried out in the wilderness, faint at first, but becoming louder with every passing ratings book. It's okay to have fun again, to give the people what they really want to hear, and not treat them like a sea of mindless followers who have no choice in their radio entertainment. Welcome to the Rick and Bubba Show.